听力课堂，听 class.com。
This podcast is brought to you by Saturn, the company that's rethinking everything.
Hi, this is Jan from JustVocabulary.com with today's two GRE words. We'll also review a word from our previous show and we'll announce today's flashcard winner. Go to JustVocabulary.com to check out our new and improved flashcard sessions. We're now going to start with our first word, which is the word
tractable.
Tractable. Lisa put the dog in obedience classes with the hopes of making Lassie a more tractable dog.
Tractable.
The crisis at the university turned out to be rather less tractable than Mark had expected.
Tractable.
The horse was intractable and wouldn't make a good riding horse.
Tractable.
The adjective tractable is spelled T-R-A-C-T-A-B-L-E.
Tractable.
What does it mean? Something that's described as tractable is easily managed, controlled, or dealt with. The tractable dog had some obedience training. That means the dog is now easier to control. Another example sentence, Mark is trying to make mathematics tractable. That means that Mark is trying to make mathematics easier to deal with. Tractable is derived from the Latin tractabilis, which means manageable. Tractable is most often used to describe something that is easily molded or controlled. Quick example, it can be easy for marketeers to influence tractable young minds. I also use the opposite meaning, intractable. If something is intractable, it is extremely difficult to manage or very difficult to deal with. So intractable means not tractable. Someone who is intractable is difficult and cannot be easily disciplined and doesn't follow directions. Some synonyms for the word tractable, manageable, compliant, or controllable. And some antonyms are intractable, nonconforming, or stubborn.
This podcast is brought to you by the 2008 Saturn Aura, the sports sedan that gets everything right. Like an EPA-estimated 30 miles per gallon highway, over 95 standard safety features, and the reassurance of a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. See retailer for details. Rethink responsible. Go to Saturn.com or test drive the Aura now at your local Saturn retailer. Saturn, the company that's rethinking everything.
Great stuff. Let's move on to our second word of the day, which is the word
wince.
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 Joanne gave a wince as the nurse put the needle in.
Wince.
Frank cut his finger, but he didn't even wince.
Wince.
Phil winced when he saw his terrible SAT test score.
Wince.
The verb and noun wince is spelled W-I-N-C-E.
Wince.
What does it mean? The verb to wince means to make an expression of pain with the face because of seeing or thinking of something unpleasant or embarrassing. But wince can also mean to make an involuntary movement away from something because of pain or fear. Wince is used to denote a facial expression of pain. You can also try this for yourself. This is what you do. You can put some old smelly socks right under your nose. Most likely, you will wince. You can also use the word as a noun. Example, these pictures are disgusting, said Frank with a wince. Two synonyms, flinch or recoil. And it's time for a review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
fecund?
Fecund.
Fecund. Fecund.
Fecund is an adjective, and it can mean capable of producing much vegetation or many offspring, but it can also mean highly imaginative. That means able to produce many different and original ideas. Example sentence, it was a fecund meeting that produced several new ideas for how to improve our new product. Finally, today's prize goes to Esther from China. She wins the cell phone or iPod flashcard study tool. Check out JustVocabulary.com for the online quiz. You may also want to head over to JustVocabulary.com to subscribe to the show by email. And that's all. Thanks very much for listening.